Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Wednesday morning to you. I'm super excited about today. As you all know, I'm super excited every week. However, last night, I must tell you, last night it was really this morning because it was like at about 3:15 a.m. I went in to my bedroom to go to sleep, and as I was laying there just like thinking, just, you know, you just lay and think for a while, I was just molding over a few things, and all of a sudden it came to my mind that I've never gave away anything on the show. So I figure, well, it must be a reason why that thought came to me. So I molded it over a little bit. And then I figure, well, what can I give that everybody can benefit from? It's a win-win for all of us, for the show, for myself, and for the person who get it. Well, here is what I have decided. I have decided that within the 2 hours of the radio show today, which is February the 29th, it's actually the last day of February in 2012, what I decide I'm giving away today is a gift coupon for you to attend the Vision Weekend Conference. It's a discounted coupon where you can, by using the coupon, you'll be able to save $177 off of your registration. However, you must use the coupon within the 2 hours of the time when I give it to you. So it's, you can call in at 646-915-8166. You can call in to earn the coupon. 646-915-8166. And my consultant who is supposed to create the code, he lives in California. And I shoot him an email saying that I want to do that, And, of course, you all know in California, I'm in the East Coast. He's in California. He's not up yet. So I'm sure he will be up before we get off. But for those of you who will call before he gives me the code, I will write your names down, and I'll get the code to you as soon as he gets it to me. So I pray that this will be fun. And some people will take advantage of it. So I'm super excited. You know, I promise to be faithful, and whatever the Lord bestowed on my spirit, that's what I'm going to be doing, because it's really not about me. It is about the people I serve and how I can help to add value to what they're doing. Another amazing thing happened last night. I was online, and one of my friends wrote me a note. I think he said he was from Uganda or something there. They showed me their website, and they are doing a lot of wonderful things there with orphanage and everything like that. So who knows? You could be seeing them on here. In the near future, I mean hearing them, I forget I'm not on the TV now, I'm on the radio. You might hear them talking about the ministry, but I wanted to share that because he said something to me, and he wrote something, and I asked, why did you make a statement like that? And he said he just felt that the Lord wanted him to tell me that. So, For those of us out there who are servants of the Lord, it doesn't matter where you are, so long as we allow him to use us, he will do that for us. Now, you are listening to the A New Day Show with Dynamic Daphne, and today we are doing some like a non-traditional show again. You know, it's leading up to the Vision Weekend Conference. So I want to, today we are going to be talking about how the Vision Weekend Conference can direct us towards our purpose-driven life. And I know that majority of us remember when there was an upsurge on the purpose-driven life with Rick Warren, and everybody was getting it. And then my question is, you know, I wonder how many people have been using it. And I see the Vision Weekend Conference that we have come together and put together and is committed to working together on is a very important portion of you fulfilling your purpose-driven life. Because when you look at what we have put together and the topic and the expertise and the skills that the people are coming to the platform with, you know that this is what you need to help you on your path to success, to help to hold you accountable, and to make sure you create the legacies that you need, not only for yourself, but for others in your community. You know, for your family members. I think it was Monday, I was speaking with a gentleman who has his office in the same complex where I have mine. And I said to him, I haven't seen you in a while. How are you doing? How is business? He said, it's going, he says. I said, oh, no, it's coming too. And he said, you know, as self-employed, we have the hardest job, he says. We have the hardest job, he says. And I said, it's great because we become creative and we are not going to fire ourselves. We keep at it, and we just keep doing what is best for us and how we can improve that. And one of the things we must bear in mind is the importance of us investing in who we are, but more so in who we want to become. Because we are looking for a lot of miracles, and we need to do our part too. And everybody's out there putting so much energy into what the economy is doing and not doing. And, excuse me, I am yet to hear a lot of people saying, hey, this is the time when I can make a dent into what it is that I want to do. And I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to make sure that I get the result that I want. So that's the reason, one of the reasons why I am so super excited about the Vision Weekend Conference. So we want you to take advantage of it. We have some phenomenal things that we will be launching there and putting in place, so that we all can have a great testimony together. Because we know on this road to create wealth or our success, we honestly and truly cannot do it alone. Each and every one of us need to have someone who will take us by the hand, and help us to fulfill that dream that we want to. And with that being said, I would like to play a commercial from one of our speakers and from one of our sponsors of the Vision Weekend Conference and also of the show. All right, we are getting there. Well, I am having a bit of challenge here. I don't know why Skype is kind of acting up.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, so that's for our sponsors at Superfast Link Building. It's all about speed and position, and that's what they are good at. They are so good at it until they are the ones who are representing us and controlling our search engine optimization. So, with that being said, I want to just point out to you that what we are going to talk about, we are going to talk about how to operate in how to operate the assignment of our purpose. And then we are going to go into why is it of vital importance that vision and purpose are in line. And then we are going to talk about the truth of transformation. So I'm going to do my best to be watching the board and to get your calls. Remember the number to call for the free gift. I mean, the discount coupon is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Yeah, so let's talk about vision, and let's talk about why is it important to operate in our assignment. Why should our assignment be in line with our purpose? And vision is one of the reasons why we are going to be talking about that. We oftentimes say we are not so sure why we were created. And a lot of time people say, you know, this is not for me and that is not for me and the other is not for me. However, all of us, we were created for a purpose, and we can know when we are operating in that purpose because of the reason that we keep doing what we are doing and we are having such fulfillment in life. You know, we are so happy with whatever it is that we are doing. And it doesn't matter whether or not we are making a lot of money from it. We are so satisfied because we know that what we are doing is making a difference in the life of others. So let's look on how to operate in the assignment of our purpose, because that is, it's very important. I can tell you firsthand that the best days of my life came about when I came to the realization that what I was called to do was not only to be working with sick people in the hospital, but I was created to help people understand about being the best that they were born and created to be. So, you know, life is a temporary assignment. And I point that out to say a lot of us are waiting on the opportune time, to wait to have all the pieces together, waiting to just have everything so perfect and so lined up. And what I can tell you based off some things that I know about is that there are a lot of people who never get it right and never get it perfect. And you know what? They went home to be with their father. So what happens then is that they die without fulfilling the purpose that they were called to do. And as the founder of the Vision Weekend Conference, we decided that, along with some of my advisors, we decided that we were, as entrepreneurs, had gone to a lot of conferences, great conferences. There's some of them that I go every year. And people are hyped up and there's a lot of things going on there. And people gather, they buy the tapes and they get the handouts and they buy the workbooks and they come home, have to pay for an extra piece of luggage because of all the resource that they gathered at the conference. Now, how many of us really utilize everything that we get from there and go through and read them? Well, if you are raising your hand, thank God for you, because not too many people do that. So we decided that we wanted to create this conference unique and different. We, instead of doing workshops, we will be doing presentation. And what that means is that there are no breakout rooms that you go to. Everybody stays in one central location, and the presenters are on stage presenting to you. The panelists will be on stage, and we'll have moderators that extract the information. You will also have an opportunity to be able to ask questions. So that in itself is unique. So we don't have to be choosing. So for example, March the 23rd through the 26th, we have a total of 18 speakers and panelists combined. You will get the opportunity to hear from each and every one of them. I am so super excited too, because there's a lot of learning that will be taking place there. And you, each and every week on a Monday, you can go back from November, I think it was November 19th we started or so, where every Monday we feature one of the speakers from the platform so you can hear firsthand. This week I was so blessed to co-host one of the segments with Mr. Ed Foxworth III, and what an honor it was. And our guest then was my regular co-host, Mr. James Nemley. And it was such a power-packed episode. So catch it, and you download them and share them with others. And to know that you'll have the opportunity to come and be there, to be with these people one-on-one and to be able to pick their brains. Yes, I go back where it says, life is a temporary assignment. In Psalm 39 and verse 4, it says, Lord, remind me how briefly my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered and that my life is fleecing away. No, you are not at a church service. You are on the A New Day show. So for those of you who are about to unplug, don't unplug. But I am reading that to share with you that we got to eat the potato while it's hot. And what that means is that we got to take action with the things that we know that we are called to do. So when we get a portion of the puzzle, we start working to put it together instead of waiting around for the rest of the pieces to come. In Psalm 119 and 19, it says, I am here on earth for just a little while. So, for some of us, our little whiles are longer than others. Some people have 100 years, some have less. We don't know. So because we don't know how long our little while is, we just need to remind ourselves that we must do what we are called to do right now. Don't worry yourself about the completion of it. I want you to concentrate and focus on starting it. Begin. Start. Don't sit around and wait. Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, he wrote, "The Bible is full of metaphors that teach about the brief, temporary, transcendent nature of life on earth. Life is described as a mist, a fast runner, a breath, a wisp of smoke. The Bible says, 'For we were born but yesterday, our days on earth are as transient as a shadow.'" He continues, "To make the best of your life, you must never forget two truths. First, compare with eternity. Life is extremely brief. Second, earth is only a temporary residence. You won't be here long, so don't get too attached. Ask God to help you see life on earth as he sees it." David prayed, "Lord, help me to realize how brief my time on earth will be. Help me to know that I am here but for a moment more." Repeatedly, the Bible compares life on earth to temporary living in a foreign country. This is not your permanent home or final destination. You are just passing through, just visiting earth. The Bible uses terms like alien, pilgrim, foreigner, stranger, visitor, traveler to describe our brief stay on earth. David said, "I am but a foreigner here on earth." And Peter exclaimed, "If you call God your father, live your time as temporary residents on earth." He continues to say, "In California, where I live," that's Rick Warren, "many people have moved from other parts of the world to work here, but they keep their citizenship with their home country. They are required to carry a visitor registration card called a green card, which allows them to work here even though they aren't citizens. Christians should carry spiritual green card to remind us that our citizenship is in heaven. God says his children are to think differently about life from the way unbelievers do. All they think about is the life here on earth, but we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. Real believers understand that there is far more to life than just a few years we live on this planet. Your identity is in eternity, and your homeland is heaven. When you grasp this truth, you will stop worrying about having it all on earth. God is very blunt about the danger of living for the here and now and adopt the values, priorities, and lifestyles of the world around us. When we flirt with the temptations of the world, God calls it spiritual adultery. The Bible always says, "You are cheating on God if all you want is your own way, flirting with the world every chance you get, and end up enemies of God and his ways. Yes, I'm not sure why it is important for me to be sharing this. However, as I said from day one when I started this show, it's really not about me, but it is about the message that the listeners need to hear. And I think there's somebody somewhere who is struggling with something pertaining to employment and job, or, you know, just wondering, what should I be doing? I need extra money, you know. Everybody's flooding me with something. Everything looks good and sound good, but what it is that I personally need to be doing, you know. What is my purpose? How can I align my vision alongside with my purpose? And this is why I am, like, using this conversation here to just point out some important factors, because whether or not you ever put foot in a church or not, God is still your creator, and you have to understand about how to tap into the knowledge and wisdom that he has for us. I will tell you, there are times when he has me waiting, and at times, if we continue to have other people tell us what they think we should be doing, this can get you really in the wrong direction off of what you are called to do. But we must remember that no one else, absolutely no one, not your wife, not your husband, not your brother, sister, children, best friend, do not understand your purpose. It doesn't matter how you explain it to them. And the same thing applies to you. You do not understand theirs. And for that reason, what one ought to do is to continue to support the visionary. Support the visionary. Because you don't understand what's going on, you probably will never get it, but just be there to give an encouraging word and to support them as they go along. And who knows, maybe down the road you will end up getting it. But it is in their living out their dreams that will more than likely ignite you to live yours out too, and to be bold and have faith in what you're called to do and to continue doing that. Imagine if you were asked by your country to be an ambassador to an enemy nation. You would probably have to learn a new language and adapt some customs and cultures differences in order to be polite and to accomplish your mission. As an ambassador, you would not be able to isolate yourself from the enemy. To fulfill your mission, you would have to contact and relate to them. And it's the same thing with our business. We're looking to create wealth and the best legacy for our families and everything, and yet we have no idea what we were called to do. We keep chasing everything that we see on late night TV that comes up, and everybody who call us and tell us, oh, we are doing this and we are doing that, oh, you'll be great in it. Guys, you got to know when to say no. And know what you're called to do and stay true to that. There are some things that can support what you are doing. But you have to sit down and evaluate and assess it. Okay? You know, there are a lot of people selling a lot of dietary things, and they're telling me, oh, you need to do that, you need to get into this, or you get into that. And I tell you something, it was not until after thousands upon thousands of dollars spent going down that path that I eventually learned the lesson that I can now share. And say, not everybody come to you to take you to a meeting, to listen to a presentation. It's not everything is for you. So especially when it comes to those nutritional supplements and things. Why on earth are you going to be pushing it to someone if you are not even taking the product? So, you know, spend some time with your Creator and find out why He created you, what it is He wants you to do. Because you got to remember that the life on earth is just like a puff of air. It's quick. It's temporary. And you don't want to leave and exit out of here until a great portion of what you are called to do is made accessible to the people. And it is okay, because so long as you create the plans and somebody else can work it. I think it was Friday night we had a webinar, and one of the speakers of Yolanda Webb was talking about how important it is for our plan. You know, you take that plan, and whether or not you are still here, so long as it is properly written, you can have somebody else work that plan, and the same result will be accomplished, and your family or siblings or spouses will still gain the benefit if you are not here. Well, as entrepreneurs, it is very important that we surround ourselves with new and fresh information, techniques, insight, and people. And you know that there's a popular saying that the size of our network will describe and define our net worth. Because as entrepreneurs, as we network, the community and the relationships that we are building will put us in front of people that we physically did not know, personally, I mean, did not know until we went to them for that time. But there was someone in our network, a family member, somebody that we did business with, know them, and was able to introduce you to them. So it is important that you extend yourself out there. Do not sit around and wait for everything to be perfect. Start with what you have and keep on it. Keep on it. Keep on it. It is very important that you keep everything in order to get an orderly result. Okay, so that was my little spiel on just saying why it is important to operate in the assignment of our purpose, because you know that you were created to do mighty things. And unless you step up and do what you're supposed to do, if you exit out of here to go home to eternity, and we did not do what we are called to do, then we are letting somebody else be neglected and not being benefiting from what they were supposed to be benefited from. Why is it of vital importance that vision and purpose align? So, now we get the understanding. We understand fully that our life here is not always going to be. In the past year, I have known a large number of people who, here today, gone tomorrow, here today, gone tomorrow. And it became like an awakening time for me where I said, focus, 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 action, action, action. Do what you are called to do. Do not allow anything to get into your way. So it's a lot of times the things that are happening around us is enough to wake us up, okay? Sometimes it's a subtle awakening, and then there are other times when it is not so subtle. All right, so we're going to take a brief commercial break.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ricky. All right. So listen, remember, you can call in to claim a $177 gift coupon off of your registration, and you can only, you have an hour remaining, an hour and 17 minutes remaining to claim that. Everybody who calls in between 10 and noon Eastern Standard Time, today the 29th of February, you can earn yourself a coupon for $177. And that coupon cannot be combined with an affiliate program, or it cannot be used with the affiliate program promotion. If you call in, then you can get the coupon and you can take advantage of that and and you'll be able to move along with your registration. So I we want to talk about now we're going to talk about why it is of vital importance that vision and purpose line up. I tell you something, and everything I share with you is from a lot of what I'm telling you is from my personal experience. For those of you who have read my story, you all know that I used to be a nurse, and then I came to the United States, and I'm not going to say stumbled upon, but was introduced to Mary Kay Cosmetics. And I did Mary Kay Cosmetics. I won the pink car, and I did well there. I tell you something, that's where I learned my skills to apply makeup and all of that, because a makeup person in Jamaica. I didn't know anything about any makeup and how to apply it. And I went into Mary Kay and I learned how to apply makeup and learn about skincare and all of that. And it just like transformed my life. I had a great career there. I used to do a lot of the teaching and things like that because I elevated myself to different levels, earning car and everything like that. And everybody I meet since then has been trying their best to get me to do something else that they are looking to do. You know, oh, you used to do Mary Kay and you used to this and you used to the other. But it comes a time when you got to know what it is that you can get involved with. Not everything is going to be lining up with your purpose. So, although you can support what somebody else is doing, you don't have to fully commit yourself. The reason for everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by his power, and everything is for his glory. The Lord has made everything for his purpose. And that means you and I, we are made for his purpose. I tell you something, I am experienced in heaven and earth. When I start to talk with someone about, you know, what they are going through, and I can give them an encouraging word and to see something happen. Sometimes it's just a plain old word. Sometimes not plain old word. It's just a plain word from my heart to theirs. There's other times when there is a spiritual word, and there are times when it's a word of prayer. But whatever it is, when I see that happening, I am so excited to know that the Lord is using me to help somebody else. I tell you a personal example. A couple of days ago, I was going through something personal, and a friend of mine called me to tell me that the Lord had said to her to put down what she was doing and call me to find out what was going on. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that was such a needed phone call at that particular time. And I know each and every one of you listening have your own experiences too when those things happen. So our purpose in life, a lot of times, is not only attached to the vocation or the career that we are paid to do. There are a lot of times when we are going to be called to help others. So, you know, what's your vision? What's your purpose? You look at them and you say, oh, I know that I am called to do this thing. So I'm staying focused on it, I'm staying focused on it, I'm staying focused on it. But then here is my purpose, is how I can implement this vision. And once you have clarity on there about that, then you can continue on the journey with assurance, with courage, knowing that in spite of and regardless of what it looks like in the physical. You know that because you are doing what you are called to do, it will be manifested. I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know all the particulars. The only thing I know is that it will happen. So that's what you have to hold on to and stand firm on. Knowing that so long as you stay true to your purpose and you have your vision and your mission clear and lined up with that purpose, it's going to be all right. You're going to be seeing, as people say, you're going to see help and support coming out of the woodwork. Out of the woodwork. But a lot of times the reason there is no support coming our way is because we are not true to that which we are called to do. You know, each of us, we have such greatness inside of us. And we are so reluctant in stepping out and be bold. We don't want to step out. We are afraid that something is going to go wrong, something is not going to work out, and, you know, this person don't like me because of this and the other and the other. The bottom line is, who cares? You're not really here to satisfy them, although I know a lot of us try our best to make everybody happy. Well, you'll never make everybody happy, because you know what? You make them happy this minute, and you turn your back, and the next 2 seconds, there's something again that they are dissatisfied about. So all I encourage you to do is what I concentrate on doing. Do my best at all times. Do my best at all times. I am not perfect. I do my best at all times, with God's help. And a lot of times it can be challenging doing that when it is not the status quo to do. But it is important that as we focus on aligning our vision with our purpose, there are some important inventory questions that we need to ask. Who am I? Whose am I? Why am I? Who am I? Whose am I? And why am I? Who am I? Why am I? And who am I? Whose I am? And why I am? So you keep asking yourself those questions, and then you'll realize, oh, I'm not here to please John Doe or Mary Stroke. I'm here to please my eternal Father. And yes, there are times when you're going to be like off the path a little bit, but keep your eyes on the prize and he will sustain you. As entrepreneurs, we do not have to be doing things alone. No, sir. No, no, no. There are many resources out there that we can utilize. We have them in print, we have them in digital, we have them all over. But you got to go out there and reach out and be vulnerable enough to ask somebody to help you. Listen, I'm working on this, I'm working on that, and I am not 100% sure about how I'm to do certain things. And I just want to step out there and do something. Would you help me in some way or another? Michael E. Gerber, who is one of the world's founding gurus on entrepreneurship, in his book, Awaken the Entrepreneur Within, he writes, defining purpose to capture your imagination. Let me just get me a little moisture for my throat. So, Michael writes, perhaps I should not have been a fisherman, he thought. But what was the thing? But that was the thing that I was born for. And that's from Ernest Hemingway, The Old Man at the Sea. Yeah, so Michael continued to write. He says, Rick Warren, in his wonderful book, The Purpose-Driven Life, begins by writing, it's not about you. The confused, self-centered me would say, well, if it's not about me, then who else? Only to find out that Rick Warren meant, by the time I got to the second page. Similarly, this book is not about you. It's about what we are all called to do. If we are called to do anything, that is, this book is about someone hiding in you. It's about the one who creates, of course. I have said all this before. I said it when I called this the age of the new entrepreneur. I said this when I talk about the personal dream as opposed to the personal dreamer. I said this when I wrote that entrepreneurs do not create businesses for themselves. They create businesses for others. No self-respecting entrepreneur would create a business for himself or herself. My God, such a business would have only one customer. I said, too, that most small businesses are not invented by entrepreneurs. They are bought by technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure who go out and create business for whom you think themselves. Why do you think they are miserable? The business is doomed to disappoint them as a life determined by personal dreams. It doomed to disappointment. But we don't know how to do anything else. The only example we have of people who have done something for someone other than themselves are such people as Mother Teresa or Gandhi or Martin Luther King. Or perhaps someone you know who has continually lived life for others. Often, these individuals pay such a price for it. If they don't get killed, they get destroyed by the difficulty of it. If they don't get destroyed by the difficulty of it, they become desperately disillusioned. If they don't get desperately disillusioned, they become hopeless, resigned to living a relatively meager life without all the benefits that those more self-disposed seem to enjoy. That raises the question, does selflessness or put another away live for another than self always lead to a life of lack? Is that what you are asking of me, Michael? And why is this so important in a dialogue about entrepreneurship? Do I have to make my life all about a mission? Well, yes and no. But there's the choice. If someone had a choice between pursuing meaning as a mission or pursuing self-gratification and choice, would there be? Can you imagine a life without meaning? Or perhaps, better stated, a life without purpose? Would you intentionally choose to live a life without purpose? Would you intentionally pursue creating a meaningless business if you had the choice to create one with meaning? A business without meaning would sell meaningless products and service would satisfy people who live meaningless lives. And how does a business choose meaning over non-meaning? Purpose over lack of purpose. What does all this mean anyway? Why are we asking so many questions? Remember, you can call in to claim a gift coupon that you can use to apply to your registration for the Vision Weekend Conference. We have 56 minutes remaining for you to claim your coupon. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Today is February the 29th, 2012. It is not just the dreamer and the thinker who ask all the questions. The storyteller does too. But the storyteller questions are quite different from those asked by those other two, closely aligned as they are. The storyteller asks questions that evoke the essence of the dream, of the vision, and the purpose from which all great stories arise, from which all great characters are formed, from which the true magic of the endeavor is inspired. The storyteller is the one who sings songs and tells the poetry to anyone who will listen, who writes poetry about the calling, the dreamer's intent, the passionate performers of the dream's lyrics, musing. The storyteller is the one who captures the dreamer's heat, the thinker's logos, the raps, and wraps it all into a magical ball, and he then throws into the wind to catch it as it flies back, to throw it into the wind again, to stand in awe of what creativity which is not limited to artful things, although artful things can be deduced from the simplest beginnings. Even a catcher mitt can make music. Even a belt buckle can sing song. Even a bottle of aspirin can be made a prodigy of a cha-cha. And plain white shirt can become a rabbi's magical shield against evil. A tricycle can carry an old man to the store to buy grocery, and even a store can sell groceries that can become a temple of wisdom of the right person. Ask the right question at the right time of the day in the right way. A great storyteller need only know the purpose when their purpose there's a story waiting to be told. If there is a story, all the better. The shredded storyteller will always rise to the occasion. Every day at the Michael Thomas Corporation was a day to tell our story, Michael writes. I was the one in charge of doing that. As time went on in those early days and months, it became obvious that I was the dreamer. Tom was the thinker. I was the storyteller, and I was the leader. It wasn't that Tom didn't tell stories or that I didn't do any of the thinking. He did and I did. It was simple that he was better suited for so many other things that called for this kind of intellect rather than mine. I've thought a great deal about this subject of delegation and of compromising and accountabilities, since I'll share it with you in the leadership part of this book. In short, Tom and I would have done this portion of our partnership much, much better than we did. And it was also true that if the story was to be told, I wanted to be the one to tell it. I was always ready to tell a story. After all, it was I who wrote the story, and I wrote it in the only way a story gets written. Every way and everywhere I could, by telling the story, as I went down the street pitching our waves, when a prospect said no one and I needed to respond to save the client, I lost my spot here. As I wrote in the only way a story was to be told, everywhere and everywhere I could, by telling the story as I went down the street pitching our waves, then a prospect said no, and I needed to respond to the to save the sale. The client meetings, when the client didn't understand and recommendations we were making to him, as I led seminars, as I took a shower, as I walked to my wife, as I talked to my wife at night, as I drove to the store, as I walked into the office and out of the office, and while I worked in the office, I wrote the story as Tom and I ate hurried lunch together in the coffee shop next door. The story has to be written if the story is going to be told. You can't get around it, but if the story is going to be written, it needs to be told. 48 minutes remaining to claim your coupon, 646-915-8166. At the strike of noon, you can no longer claim that coupon. So 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. First, telling, then recording. First, saying what comes to you, then record what comes to you. Then memorize what you wrote down. The purpose of creating the story for the Michael E. Thomas Corporation became my personal search for the Holy Grail. And as it became clearer and the better I could tell it, it became obvious to me that I was telling it everywhere I went, to everyone I met. I told this story in hiring seminars as we began to hire people. I told this story in one-on-one interviews as I got to know the people who wanted to come work for us. I told this story time and time again to Ellen, the new salesperson I was training to replace me. I told this story to our first consultant, Richard, who was going to replace Tom and me as our only coach. I told this story to seminars to dozens of small business owners enrolled by Ellen as we developed our lead generation process so that she could do it as effectively as I could. I told this story to our banker and our landlord, and they asked how we were doing, wondering what was going on in there. If the new office we leased and there were new people, they were, I told this story to my wife, who was wondering why I spent so many hours away from home. I knew I needed to inspire her, to explain it all to her so that she could feel, she didn't feel so lonely. And mostly I told this story to myself to refine it, reshape it, to intoxicate myself with it, just like I practiced the saxophone many years before, over and over again, doing the scales, moving my fingers up and down the keys. getting the music down just right. The sound, that extraordinary saxophone sound, to me, the story was everything. I wasn't what we did, of course. It was the story about what we did. But that there been no story had I not immersed myself in telling it, what we did would have meant less than nothing. Without the story about what we did, without telling our dreams, was our vision, was without explaining it to the words that rang true, without igniting those words with the passion I felt for what we were doing, without the means through which that passion moved from me into the one to whom I was telling the story, there would have been no transmission from my ignition to their hope. The spirit would have been missing. And if the story is everything, in the spirit of the story, that makes it so. The story always begins with, let me tell you who we are and what we do. When people ask to describe the Dreaming Room, which is a program that Michael runs and I'm certified to do as well, it is also, if I am back there in 1975, all over again, before this story, the Michael E. Thomas Corporation had been invented back there at the beginning. Because every day, months, since the very first day of the very first Dreaming Room, the Dreaming Room story is still being written. But, hey, let me tell you who we are and what we do. What follows the story is the Dreaming Room. It is the story to tell everyone I meet. We have 41 minutes remaining. And I want to take this opportunity while I wait for your call, 646-915-8166. I want to read the Dreaming Room, the story of the Dreaming Room for you. The failure rate of small business is horrific. Fully 80% of all small business fail. Few know the true cost of that failure, but it is staggering when you fully understood. Most people who start their own business use savings, personal credit cards, family loans, or a second mortgage on their home to finance their business until it is self-sustained. Unfortunately, few small businesses are self-sustained until their third year of operation, which means that the owner often must work a second job to support himself and his family while working in his new business. While he waits for his business to grow, the new business owner is distracted by all of the things he needs to do and all of the things he isn't getting done. The frustrations amount, and the only way to deal with them is to remember the thought that one day when everything is working like a charm. He is free to take time off, to take vacation, and his family to do the things that a business of your own is supposed to make possible. But most cases, the frustration mount and the good things never materialize, not the way he imagined them. That is, then, when the fear of the business will never generate the income he and his family needs, and he begins to feel the real pain of his decision to start a small business of his own. He's terrified, and he will never pay down his credit cards, never pay off his second mortgage, and never pay back his family. Just then, when he was just about lost all hope, in walks the E-Myth Worldwide, and business suddenly takes a new direction. And that's fine for the countless millions of operating businesses that need a good dose of what's missing in their business. Today, leadership and management, market and financial experience, along with the strong coach who knows how to teach them how to implement that expertise in the development of their business. But what about all those what would have happened if we had been able to catch out new business owner before he made his investment in his new business, before he signed the lease, before he got the second mortgage on his house, before he borrowed money from his family, before he cashed in his savings and his IRA, before he opened a credit line at the bank. What would we tell that potential small business owner who hasn't made yet the decision to start his own business, but it is just right to do it? And would we tell him that E-Myth Worldwide isn't telling him now? This is what we would tell him. We would tell him that the one thing that's missing in the 99% of all business is to clear a compelling dream. It's what great entrepreneurs know. It is what great entrepreneurs know that nobody else understands, that a great dream is essential to build a great business. And a great business is essential if you do ever going to bear the odds of a small business failure. It is only way to succeed. What's a great dream? A great dream is a great idea for a business that blows people's minds. A great dream is what creates McDonald's, Starbucks, and Federal Express a great dream is what makes business stand above all the rest. Imagine living on the edge by creating a stumbling original company. Your company, but never felt overwhelmed, as you would feel without the dreaming room and without entrepreneurial peers and partners helping you along as you begin to take this new exciting, incredible entrepreneurial journey. At the Dreaming Room, we have invented the power and resource for entrepreneurship as the only answer of its kind to help who wish to create their own business but not want to take the outrageous risk without decision demands. The Dreaming Room is the only turnkey entrepreneurial system of its kind. If it helps you to do exactly what you want to do in starting a small business, but without the pain and without the risk and without the need to make all those painful mistakes and every single new small business owner makes. At the Dreaming Room, we are here to inspire you, teach you, train you, support you, and every single step of the way. So, how much is it? How much does all of this cost? One of the Dreaming Room costs. And then he went on to write the price of what the Dreaming Room was costing. So, that is a... I think that gives us a very great understanding on why our vision is supposed to, it is important that our vision is aligned with our purpose. That is so very important. And for those of you who are listening from Connecticut and you can't see, yes, snow is coming down in New Milford. So, it is coming down. We don't know if it's going to be sticking or what it is going to be. It's 11:28 and it is coming down. All right, so we are going to move into Transformed by Truth, because in order for us to do all these things, in order for us to understand how to operate in the assignment of our purpose, and also why is it of vital importance that vision and purpose are in line, now we are going to talk about Transformed by the Truth. Because when we know the truth, they say the truth shall set us free. Truth shall set us free. And for me operating in those things that the Lord has called me to do, I must be totally transformed by the truth. The event I'm working on now is one of those things. I am totally transformed by the truth. And I go back to some scripture to align why it is important for us to speak that which we need it to be and to understand all of that. So in Matthew 4:4 it says, people need more than bread for life, for their life. They must feed on every word of God. So it doesn't matter what it looks like in the physical. When you are transformed by the truth, you can know that you are not going to waver. You are just going to continue doing continue doing, continue pressing in. In Acts 20:32, it says, God's gracious word can make you into what he wants you to be and give you everything you possibly need. Not some things, guys. Everything. You know, this I have to read again. We are down to this section about transformed by the truth. God's grace, God's gracious words can make you into what he wants you to be and give you everything you could possibly need. Not something, not selective things, but everything. The truth transforms us. Spiritual growth is the process of replacing lies with truth. Jesus prays, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth, Lord. Sanctification requires revelation. The Spirit of God uses the word of God to make us like the sons of God, to become like Jesus. We must fill our lives with the word. The Bible says, through the word we are put together and shaped up for the task God has for us. God's word is unlike any other word. It is alive. Jesus said, the word that I have spoken to you are spirit and of life. When God speaks, things change. Everything around us changes. All of our creation exists because God said it. He spoke it all into existence. Without God's word, you could not even be alive. And, you know, I'm not here preaching to you and pointing you into any religion or anything like that. What I'm focusing on telling you is the importance of us having a spiritual, healthy life. It is very important. If you never lay foot into a church again, so long as you have your spiritual life in order and you know to who you belong to, whose you belong to, and all of that, trust me, you will become all that you want to. There are times, guys, when we might not be able to be in a church for the fellowship and all of that, but we should be able to reach out to our Father wherever we are, on the bus, in the train, you know, on the job, in the cubicle. And it don't have to be a huge demonstrative thing, but just by standing there and believing and knowing that he's there for you. You can only know that because you become totally transformed by the truth. You are totally transformed. Not anybody else, just you. You must be totally sold out and transformed by the truth of your purpose and your vision. For each of us, our inventory list is going to look different. But we got to sit down and prioritize those truths about the vision, the calling, and the purpose that is uniquely us. That truth that shows us at the top of the list our authenticity, why God created us to do that thing. That's how we become totally transformed by the truth. Not by the lies when somebody's telling you, oh, no, you can't, oh, no, you can't do that and you can't do the other. And, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Not that. That's not true. That is lies. And that does not transform you. That is a trick of the enemy to get you off of what you were called to do. You know the truth. You know that I am called to do this thing, and nothing is going to get in between the manifestation and what I need to do. This is the truth that I know. And you start speaking your truth. Speak the truth. Speak the truth of what it is that you know to be true. And you do not need my permission. You don't need anybody else's permission to speak your transformed truth. You don't. You do not need anybody else's permission. You just need your truth that is going to keep you sustained as you go through that journey. I tell you something, all hell will break loose once you start focusing on your truth transformation. Everything else around you is going to go haywire. There are people that are so dear and loving to you, and before long, it's like they're a snake in the grass. It's like the venom, they just spring up to sting you with that venom to poison you. But I tell you something. What is going to purify your system from that poison is nothing but your transformation of that truth. The transformation of the truth is that thing that is going to help to just flush your system of that venom, the venom of negativity, the venom of jealousy, the venom of envy, all of those poisons. Once you are transformed by the truth, absolutely nothing can prevent you from manifesting that great call that you are called to do. In spite of what's going on around you, you must always abide in the Word of God. Abide in the Word of God. The only way you can abide in it is by knowing it. So you don't have to be a theologian, but you got to find those words in the Holy Book. I tell you, if it's one book you read, you let that one book be the Holy Bible, especially when you are looking to transform by the truth of who you are and why you are. Everything that we need to know is in that book there. So instead of running around and asking Josephine, Delroy, everybody else about, oh, what you think about this, what you think about that, just grab your resource book out. You know, and it is so easy nowadays. I look and at our church, the pastor always asks to raise your Bible, and I'm looking across the congregation and I see people are raising their phones, and I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because more people will be able now to access their Bibles because they have it on their smartphones. So, listen. It is so important for us to know that we can always be transformed by the truth. And with that being said, there's a lady who was on the show some months ago. She has such an angelic voice. And I think it would serve you us well to listen to one of her songs now. Her name is Rochelle Bleakley. And this song of Rochelle is called Jesus is My Victory. So as you focus and go towards looking into your, be transformed by the truth, It comes a time when we have to get into worship. Worship, worship. So worship is a big part, and gratitude and gratification. Gratitude. Of your truth about your vision, your calling, and your purposes. The truth will set you free. We often hear that. But first, it might make you miserable. Yeah, because a lot of times when we are looking to be transformed, there's cleansing, there's healing, there's ripping out, tearing down, and cast out of many different things. And a lot of times I have found out, especially with my clients and all of that, there are times when people are first transformed by trouble on their way to be transformed by the truth. So you look on the troubles that's holding you hostage and transform your life. And you address those, and quickly they will peel away and allow you to catapult and transform into the truth that you were called to be. For our light and momentary troubles are achieved for us an eternal glory that far overweighs them all. It is the fire of suffering that brings forth the gold of godliness. And you oftentimes hear it says that I got to get me a little water here. That without tests, they are no testimonies. So if we are looking to be transformed by the truth, we need to inspect ourselves and see why it is, or what rather, it is that we need to be healed from in order to be transformed by our truth. I want to use this time to tell you about the Vision Weekend Conference coming up March the 23rd. Through the 26th in New York City. The conference is designed to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business owners. Attendees of the Vision Conference, the Vision Weekend 2012, will gain insights to grow your business and make more money, attract and retain new customers and clients, learn and understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build your businesses and brands. Understand how social media can help leverage the global marketplace. Network with entrepreneurial peers and business owners. Who should attend the Vision Weekend Conference? Small business owners and entrepreneurs, anyone thinking of starting their own businesses, marketers and sales professionals whose current is serving as or desiring to be a leader in their organization. As you know, our platform has a great array of industry leaders from around the world representing different sections of the Vision Weekend Conference, and that's the reason why we decide that we are not doing breakout rooms, because in order for you to be able to accomplish that which we have designed for you, you need to hear from each and every person. Our keynote speaker is Mr. Simon T. Bailey. Please visit our website at visionweekendconference.com. Visionweekendconference.com. Mr. Simon T. Bailey is our keynote speaker, speaking at the gala on Saturday night. And also, the gala is open to the general public, so you stop by and pick up your tickets for that event. And also, we have tickets on sale for the reception, the pre-reception of the event. And then we have Miss Crystal Washington, who is a marketing and social media strategist. We have Miss Jan Mullock, Positive Achievement. Mr. Brian Dulaney, SEO and social media strategist. Dr. C.J. Cohn, founder of Better of Dominate Your Business, Your Destiny. We have Mr. William Cohn, president of Dominate Your Destiny. We have Brian Ridgway. He is a transformational mentor. We have Mr. Leon Ellis, who is a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. We have Mr. Stephen Jackson, who is the general manager at RDZ Media, LLC, and he is the original geek. We have Miss Yolanda Webb, who is the CEO of Elan Inc., which they have two brands. They have a cosmetic and a magazine. Then we have Mr. Sam Orm. Mr. Orm is the CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford, who is a joint venture specialist and expert. Then we have Mr. Glenn Winfrey, who is one of our moderators. He is a speaker and a diversity consultant and a lot of other great things. Then we have Mr. James Nemley. Mr. Nemley is the CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders. Ms. Chandel Pitts is a design consultant and owner of Black Cat Design. Ms. Jennifer Sertle is an author and a strategic consultant and thought-provoking teacher. She's the co-author of Strategic Leadership on the Soul, and she is the owner of Agility 3R. Then we have Mr. Edward Foxworth III, who is a personal productivity consultant and strategist. And he's so excited. I co-hosted him this Monday. And he is very excited about coming home to New York to serve his people. Then we have from Israel, Mr. Kobi Huberman, who is the CEO of Strategic Landscape. And he is the head of the Peace Initiative there in Israel. He's also the co-author with Jennifer Sertl with Strategic Leadership on the Soul. The conference will take place at the Broadway Millennium Hotel at 145 West 44th Street in Times Square, New York. We still have openings for vendors, and we are looking to see you there. And remember, we have 8 minutes remaining. 8 minutes remaining where you can claim your coupon to get a $177 discount off of your registration for the conference. So if you want to take advantage of that, you have 8 minutes where you can call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And you heard me mention that on Mondays, every Monday at 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, meaning Mr. James Nemley and myself, we host the A New Day Show where we showcase one of our speakers to you so you can get a taste of what it is that they are bringing to you at the Vision Weekend Conference. And our guest this Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., is Mr. Willie Crawford. You heard me mention that Mr. Crawford is a joint venture specialist and guru. And you need to be on that call to listen. I tell you something, that gentleman, he is just rocking and rolling the internet. And he is just so humble. And I feel honored that he sees fitting to come on to that platform and to show us how we can utilize all the things out there to make us effective entrepreneurs. I just pray that today you got some insights in understanding why it is important to operate in the assignment of our purpose. Don't chase everything. Don't chase everybody, what else they have. You know, they always, in Jamaica, they say, what's good for the goose is not always good for the gander. So we have created the Vision Weekend Conference to help you stay true to that which is yours. I hope you got something in understanding why it is of vital importance that vision and purpose are in alignment. You cannot be going north and south on the same thing. You have to be going in the same direction at the same time. I hope you got a little clarity on transformation by the truth. You know, we got to know within our hearts of hearts why we were called to be. What is it we ought to be doing? When are we supposed to be doing it? And all of that thing. And once we see that, then we will be staying true and fully transformed to that which we are called to do. You know, each of us were authentically and uniquely created to do great things. Great, 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 great things. And a lot of times we are side-railed because we ourselves open up for a lot of things. So just stay true. Stay transformed to the truth about what you were called to be. The other thing I want to do is to give thanks and show gratitude and appreciation to the Spain U.S. Chamber of Commerce and their executive director, Mrs. Basila Bukuku, who has come on board as a Vision Weekend conference partner. And we thank them for their support and for their belief. And we just pray that we can add some value to their organization, as I'm sure they will add value to us. I encourage you to join us on Sunday evening when we will be talking about some life issues. Last week, we had a powerful show. So if you have not yet listened to that, go on the radio site and just listen. You will be so blessed by doing that. So again, I just hope that you were able to get something that encouraged you to stay true to that which you were called to do. I look forward to meeting you in person, shaking your hand, and take a picture with you at the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel at 145 West 44th Street in Times Square. We are down to crunch time, so you know, if you have not yet registered, you need to do that today. You need to do that today. If you are listening to the archive after March 23rd, you know you will need to register for the one that is coming up in 2013. Because this conference, when I say today, I mean the 29th of February 2012. So I thank you for always supporting and listening to this show. Stay transformed by the truth. Know that you are on a path of destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to derail you or to tell you the lies. Stay committed. Stay dedicated. Stay devoted. Persevere. So long as you are totally transformed by the truth, you will make it to the rooftop. This is Dynamic Daphne, the queen of the empowered soul, saying thank you so much for spending your Wednesday morning with me.
For showing me, and I'm my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.